All right, guys, so let me begin by calling the meeting to order. And with that said, as always, my friends, we begin with a few moments of silence. Thank you, guys, everyone, appreciate that. Welcome, so in the room tonight, guys, we've got Len Guterri over there, Reg, Colonel Wallace, Kevin, Leslie, myself. We've got six Hans on the screen and all that good sort of stuff. Agenda and minutes have been presented and are out. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda as presented? Motion. I got a motion. Do I got a second?
Second.
I got a second. All in favor as the motion is presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? No's, hearing none. All right, we are good to go. I don't think I've got any opening remarks, but we do have a special guest. Melinda, you're with us. Do you want to say anything during public comment or anything now, or are you just kind of monitoring? You got a couple things you want to throw out? Yeah, hey, why? For a couple of folks in the room that may not know you, tell you what, why don't you hold that thought? Let me do Secretary's report and our minutes. We'll go to public comment. We'll bring you back in, and she'll introduce herself for some of the folks that may not know who she is. All right. I had, I guess, failed again to provide both sets of minutes from our previous meetings. So we have two sets of minutes, 27 April and 25 May, board meeting to approve. I will give everyone a moment or so to review. Any additions or corrections to either, we'll start with 27 April.
Verity and Katie are coming in.
Okay, cool. All right, wonderful. All right, so do I have a motion to accept both the 27 April and 25 May board minutes?
Motion.
All right, got a motion. Do I have a second? Len, thank you. And any discussion on the motion is presented? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye. Any no's, abstentions, seeing none, passed. And did Verity and Katie get in on that vote? Do you know if they?
I'm here, Scott.
Okay, good. Hi, guys. Did you vote on that last on the minutes, or am I still at six? I just need to count whether I had eight or six. I'll put you down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I already had you. Yeah, great, great, really. Glad you're on the ball there, Hansi. Really.
Just
yeah, I know, Montana. With that said, we are now to public comment, the public comment period. Melinda, why don't you say a few words and introduce yourself to some of the folks either on Zoom and or on Zoom, as well as a couple of our board members here in the room.
Sure. So my name is Melinda Meeks. I've had the pleasure of being a parent for FSMA for the last 17 years. My last daughter just graduated. And for the last 4 years, and where I became acting president, because really it's only been, so we've been on the projects and helping out with other student events that have going on around the campus. And the family parents, so even though both of our children are graduated, we have agreed that we would stay on as alumni until parents CSO again.
Wonderful. So that's who it is, Parent Service Organization. That's a group, obviously, of moms and dads. And I will tell you, they've been very, very helpful over the years with various projects and so on and so forth. They typically do a big fundraiser, one a year. I guess the greatest one we did was the golf tournament where Shoreline and Jim Berg was the signature sponsor, and it was fantastic. Raised a boatload of cash. Are you guys going to get Romy, and are you guys going to do that again, another golf tournament this September? Melinda, you're broken up. We didn't hear any of that.
One second.
Okay. All right. Well, at any rate, they did a golf tournament. I guess it's 2 years ago.
I mean, they've been doing it for a couple of years, but having the sponsorship and their connections really drove the money up.
Yeah, it really did. Are you there?
Yes. All right, I'm back. I apologize. I'm driving.
Okay. So at any rate, question was, are you guys going to do another golf tournament with a signature sponsor or something like that? What may be the plans?
Oh. We still would like to do something for the cadets, even though we weren't able to at the end of the school year like we usually do.
Yeah.
But we, Mary and I, need to get together and find out like schedules.
Oh, I got to tell you, that is, we're having just a terrible time, Melinda. You are breaking in and out, and we've sort of caught part of that conversation. Maybe the thing to do is, hopefully you can still hear me, you and Mary kind of get together, maybe give me or Pat a call and let us know what your thoughts are and where we can help. And if there's something you're trying to get done for the seniors, certainly I strongly recommend obviously getting with Pat and coordinating. But I suspect, I can tell you, particularly mine, they are going to be scattering to the winds very, very quickly, for sure. So at any rate, I think, anything else? Are you still there? Is there anything else you want to throw in? No. I am so sorry. You are totally breaking up. We can't hear you, my friend. It's your connection is just, it's bad. And I think we'll move on. And if you pop in and you got a better connection, we'll get you back on the agenda. And if you want to obviously stay and listen, please do. All right, so public comment period. Anybody else in public comment? Seeing none, public comment period is closed. All right, guys, let's go to the WSFS account. Jim Berg did send out his the doc. Yeah, where did I put it? I know that's there. I had it. Where did I do with it? Did I leave it over there? My pile? I must have. That must be it. Thank you. This is the WSFS account. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. And I'll do a quick recap. As you guys know, we have about 182,424 sitting in the account. Checking is 81,96. The savings board account's 100. We've got, I think, one more or two more draws, Pat, for USDA. We got the 50,000 got deposited in there. We've made a couple of distributions. You'll see that. I think we've made a couple of distributions. Pardon me. Let me go to the actual statements. You will see the actual bank statements, the first and second. One is the savings. Next is the checking. Then the next two, of course, are the two escrow accounts that we have yet to fund, but we have. And then finally, the last couple of pages, you will see what's been drawn out. You'll see the 22.6 and the 2.2, which is, again, about 25K plus a month for USDA. And we've got $1.92 in interest. And we've got a couple of checks that are clearing. So generally speaking, we're in relatively good shape. I think we've got one more draw from this account before we've got to plus it up. Two more. We get to what? Late August then, I guess, before we do a deposit.
That's what we set it up. We put in 13 pays, so we'd be ahead.
Yep. Any questions on the treasurer's report for this month? That's that document there. Let me make a quick note to my minutes. All right. Any questions on that? Anything on Zoom, guys? Are you guys jiggy?
All good, Scott.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Scott.
Cool. Wonderful. All right. Moving on to the agenda, let's go to finance report. Pat, to you on May numbers. Okay. And I think we'll be off the budget narrative, correct?
That's correct. Hold on one second.
Let me
share it.
All right. And is Melinda still with us? Okay. That was a tough connection.
All right. So financial report, month ending May, fiscal year 21. We're 91.7% through our fiscal year budget, 11 out of 12 months. Revenue, of course, hasn't changed. It's been consistent for the last couple months. All our money is in. It's been the same. I go down to expenditures. So this month of May was $121,499. Of course, that does not include salary and OECs. As you can see, with our transportation was $61,288. Expenditures for a lot of our office supplies, computer supplies, instructional supplies, and our consultants was $3,447. Building and grounds and sanitation was $26,772. The reason for the increase on that was all the landscaping.
Yep, okay.
Hiring out or contracting the field maintenance for the fertilization and taking care of it. A lot of those things for the trees we purchased,
yep,
had them plant, so that did increase that out for the month of May.
I will offer the football field looks great. I think it looks really good. Thank you for whoever is getting it. It looks great. And I thank you for the trees. I think I saw a couple out front. They look... Why are you laughing so heartily about thank you for the trees? Yeah, I know why he's laughing. But it looked like... I think they're all in good shape, except I saw the one when you're looking at our main gate to the left. How's that one holding up? Is that one all right? It's got a little brown on it, as well as obviously the one that the seniors put in up here. But you think they'll hold?
I hope so. They were planted probably those hot days of June. We did get the 20-gallon...
bags around them.
Bags around them,
yep,
within a day or two. And, you know, we'll see how they respond.
Yeah, they'll be all right. I think it'll be good.
I think so, with all the rain we've had.
Yep.
So, Utilities, of course, $3,905. This is not some of the utilities, you know, again, they didn't come in, and I forget which ones, until like June 1st because of the holiday. So they're not appearing on our monthly statement. That's why our utilities are down for the month of May. Same with our IT professional services and hardware. Instruction-related services was up, and that accounts for the additional meetings we've been having for the end of the year. Same with clothing and incidentals. A lot of that was the graduation shirts we bought for our seniors.
Okay.
Food is running consistent, and athletic supplies was up, and that accounted for, of course, things we purchased in April, some of those invoices coming in, and we will see the same for the month of June because we're buying supplies for next year already. Student activities, 17-18, that's an increase. That's due to prom. And, of course, our awards night, preparing for events like that. Medical service and supplies, of course, that was up. Again, that deals with athletics, plus preparation supplies and that we have on hand. And, of course, postage, with us mailing everything out, cadets not being in-house, those numbers are up. And, of course, tuition reimbursement is for one staff member who is in the ERTC program. But just so you know, that money is given to us from the state, and we just redistribute to them. So,
couple of questions. How are we back up to revenue? How are we doing on cafeteria funds, seniors? Were there any expenses that were incurred as a result of the seniors that need to be paid? Cafeteria funds, as I said, and as well as, is there any money on the street for, I guess it would be, damaged uniforms, Chromebooks not turned in, stuff like that?
All that's been taken care of because we wouldn't have given them any of the stuff.
Okay.
They had to come in and check in the main office before they can saw me and got any of their cap and gown or anything.
All right. And cafeteria, we don't have any money on the street or any sports fees on the street from the year?
Sports fees was a rough one. We did not take in that much this year.
Okay.
This whole year was just off.
No question.
It's hard to you know, look at the fallout from it, but.
All right. Cool. All right. Continuing on.
Okay. Going down to federal. Remember, total federal grants this year was $793,189. That includes a total of $666,798 for this year alone, and remaining fiscal year 20 of $44,408. Of course, that includes the ESSER 1 of $82,155, ESSER 2 of $322,571, and of course, Educational Relief Fund. As you see, we have some remaining. I can tell you right now that they are all gone.
So the ESSER 1, 2, and Educational Relief are all down to zero now?
Right now, currently, yes. So that $34,000 has already been spent. And again, that was going towards salaries and OEC, so that's gone.
Okay.
And so total remaining month of May is $199,531. ESSER 3 has been submitted, have not heard back yet. We had until June 23rd. I submitted it today. We had to come up with our plan for how we're going to safely return to school.
So this is for the ESSER 3, the big one.
Yeah.
You had to submit our plan to DOE about essentially the strings in the ESSER 3, which included how we're going to open up in September or August.
Well, how we're going to safely return to school. They didn't specify the date.
Well, I guess that begs the question that when the state of emergency and all portion, from what I understand, every aspect of the state of emergency lifts 13 July. That means outside events are not restricted. There are no plans anymore. There is no mandates. That includes all the restrictions around evictions. That includes a lot of the landlord-tenant stuff that was put in abeyance, the court system. I guess maybe I'm asking a too obvious question. Why are we having to submit a plan if...
Because that's part of the federal guidelines.
That's part of the federal guidelines. Okay.
And that came out...
yeah, that's true.
At the time, DOE stated that, well, since all of our schools are in, even in hybrid, that we're really in good shape. That more or less was written for all those schools throughout the country that have been virtual all year.
Yep, okay. Got it.
So I submitted everything.
Okay. All right.
And our outlook, of course, we are at 2,009,358.
Very strong position, obviously. But remember, guys, we still have summer encumbrances and things that have to be taken out of that. But we don't have... So...
That's included in the 1.2 million, which is the 75 days cash.
Yes.
So that's in reserve. But as soon as the new fiscal year hits, that starts coming out of that budget.
Right. Okay. So 75 days cash, which is the 1.2, comes out of this, but that comes out of this number.
Correct.
Okay. All right. So that gives you a better sense of actually what the surplus position is of the school.
So the summer encumbrances won't come out of the fiscal year. So that stops, and then we have that outlook. Now, I'll tell you about that outlook. I don't know if it'll go down a little bit. We've had a lot of bills come out this month of June. I'll be able to report next month. A lot of that comes from one of our bus contractors decided to ship us all the activity bus bills in the month of June.
I mean, they hadn't been keeping up with them over...
He does it every year, so it's not like... It's a constant. So expenses will probably be a little bit more month of June. Graduation, preparing all of that is a bigger expense. I'm just paying for all the chairs and everything from the event. That was... I paid that today. It was $3,800.
All right.
Stage and everything. So that, those are expenses we have to have anyways.
Yep.
But it's going to be a little bit more. I'm just telling you right now.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, questions... for Pat on any of this on Zoom. Any questions for Pat?
Negative.
I've got one.
All right, go ahead, Len. All right, hang on. Let Len, and then if Katie, if you did, go ahead, Len.
So I was saying I don't have any questions.
Oh, all right.
I was just looking under federal. So it has fiscal year 20. It has $44,000. You're allowed to carry the money from fiscal year to fiscal year?
Yeah, we have until end of November. That's going to be, we're going to put that with a salary for next school year. I'll just do a waiver for it.
We get a, I think it's a 2-year window to spend, isn't it?
15 months.
How much?
15 months.
15 months, sorry.
But since COVID, all that's been extended.
All right.
COVID kind of messed everything up.
All right, Pat, any thought about budget 2021? I know we'll talk a little bit more about INIT and CBOC on Thursday, but any initial, let me put it this way. Do you see any significant cost increase over than the general energy, inflationary items, general costs? Is there anything that's catching your eye that we're going to have a big hit next year?
Now, our biggest hit this year was all the substitutes. Now, we were carrying probably 8 substitutes all year long. 4 we needed per day. And then, of course, when all the things would come up, we just were grabbing. I mean, we had 4 teachers out of maternity. Plus, we, you know, it was just, we had a lot of substitutes this year. So,
okay.
You know.
Not going
to
we'll see.
All the cleaning supplies, all the contracted services with cleaning, I mean, those expenses add up quick.
Yep. Okay. All right, cool. All right, any other questions for that? We talked about Budget 2021. Citizens Budget Oversight Committee, guys, we'll be meeting in here on Thursday. That'll be me and some of our Mr. Ford and some of our other members of that, and we'll start the dive into the FY 22 budget. And as you guys know, our fiscal year begins on July 1st.
When is the when's the meeting?
It is this Thursday. It's usually the Thursday before the board, but we moved it. Bob and Pat are going to talk about Gettysburg, but it is this Thursday in here, 1 p.m. And it usually lasts about an hour.
Send me that agenda.
Yes, I will, and I have that agenda.
The May minutes.
Yes, and you did not get the May minutes?
Not from CBOC.
All right.
You get the web report.
I know, it's me. All right. Very well. Any additional questions, guys? CBOC stuff. Moving on the agenda.
Could you need to go over the web report?
Oh, thank you. Yes, of course. We'll be doing Commonwealth Report next. Guys, final item is the web report. As always, we have to, it's our snapshot. It gets posted, and we always have to take a look and, of course, review and make sure it's ready to be posted. So, do I have a motion to accept the web report?
Motion.
I've got a motion to accept the web report. Do I have a second? Kevin?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye. Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none? Great. Pass. Thank you. All right. Wonderful. Now, I think we can move on. Next item on the agenda, Commandant's Report. Pat, to you, sir.
Okay. Just give me 1 second.
You going to share your screen again?
I am.
Cool. Man, look at all those kids. I think we're going to run out of space. Guess what's going to happen in here?
3 rooms. Well, we're looking at it today. It might be 2. I don't know. It's really got to look at. Okay. All right. Now, you know, the interesting point for this, looking at the enrollment, we have had less families apply this year than ever in our past.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, because I guess if I remember, we would always have 330, 340.
It was always in the 300s.
Yeah, total number of applications or folks that would come and look at the school.
Correct.
However, you're saying something's inverting a little bit, or it's changing a little bit.
Correct. So we have 139 signed up for next year. I mean, yeah, already. New cadets.
And this is the freshmen, just freshmen alone, or is that all? I think it's...
Yeah, a few sophomores and a sprinkling of juniors. So we still have 4 meetings tomorrow, and that pretty much will close us out. I want to let you know that, you know, the reason I'm looking at this, so you see the count is 487, which was a unit count when I put this out. That's a little bit higher, but... There's about 12 in there that need to come out. You know, again, we can't pull them out of our system until they officially come and withdraw. And we wanted to be around 480 this year, 475, 480. So, again, we'll start seeing some pull out as we get closer to the school year. But from that point on, we're not going to be bringing any of the others that come in. We're going to put them on a wait list.
All right. So this is really, I guess, the first time we've actually had, I guess, an official wait list. Well, no, I guess we can't say that because I think we had one a little bit last year towards the August time frame because we were seeing kids kind of move in, move out.
And that's going to happen.
Yep.
So that's going to happen to the end of the year. But so, you know, we want to be careful be around that number because we've already made commitments to hiring additional staff to absorb those numbers and stuff like that. So again, it's a little bit tricky, but again, it's financially our unit count is above last year's, which is a good sign.
Yep.
And so.
Well, that's one way of coming to a meeting.
So just to let you know that that the summer program's going on right now, and we probably have 120 plus cadets signed up.
All right, now this is the what do I want to say? The
cadets who struggled this year.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So this is folks that are going to finish up getting their GED, or not their GED, but getting their diploma, finishing up coursework, all that stuff. Okay. All right. Plus, does it not also include the cadets that juniors and underclassmen as well?
It's all throughout. All
okay. Grades. All right. Big question is, Pat, what happens if the number is 487 or 490 cadets? Where do we put everybody?
Well, we're going to start looking at tomorrow because we just did roll over today, and we're going to start looking at that, and then that's when we can start making accurate decisions because it's always hard in the spring to look out and say, okay, we need to hire these people. Well, what happens if we don't get the cadets?
Right.
Then our finances suffer. So, then we can make better informed decisions. If we need an extra space, I hate to do it, but we're sitting in it.
Yeah.
And we have to make that decision going forward. We're at the point where, then we're going to start talking about, do we do the minor modification for 5% growth for next year? Then we apply for the CSP grant in the spring to get that for the fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we're going to look strongly in. But
okay.
I will tell you, this enrollment period has been different than all the rest. And I bring that up when I talk about we're usually about a 40% those apply to come in. This year we're over about 289 applied, but we haven't had 289 meetings. I would say we had about 190 meetings. So the more people that are applying are actually coming to the school. So everything's changing with our...
I call it the conversion rate. So where we previously, over the years, we'd have lots and lots of people apply, and then the conversion of them actually coming to the school and attending was low. Now we've got less kids and families applying, but those that are applying, that conversion rate of them coming to the school is much higher. That's going that way, which is actually a better position to be in.
And understand, we're not picking and choosing. What's happening is the people coming to us now, they know what we're about. They're not questioning who we are. They have that knowledge before they even apply. So there's not that self-selection process.
This is different. Yeah. Interesting.
So whereas in the past, people, there was, is that what I didn't realize this is what the school was, and no, I don't want that.
It's the right kids. You're getting the right kids and right parents.
Well, the kids that
want to be here.
Want our program.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep, the kids that want to be here. Fascinating. All right. Any questions, Pat, on that piece? All right. Appointments, resignations, we don't have anything there. Events, trips.
Well, it'll be about graduation.
Yep.
Went well.
Reggie, thank you. Leslie, thank you for coming, attending.
And, maybe we can talk about that next month. But we need to make a decision because the only reason I bring that up,
decision on what?
Well, we've had four graduations now.
Oh,
and only the first one ended up being on the day it was scheduled. And we were lucky because there was rain all around us, but we pressed on.
Yep, I remember that.
We have not been able to have a graduation because of threat of thunderstorms. And it's either that or we go inside, which we don't want to do, but quite frankly, it's nerve-wracking. And you got to keep in mind, when we order these chairs,
right,
these chairs are already then ordered for somewhere else directly after our event, and all these different things go on. And so, you know, it's just, and I will tell you right now that family's not happy with the cancellation going Friday morning. They do not like it. Even though it went well, they do not like it.
Was there in fact a significant amount of feedback from our moms and dads about graduation on Friday morning, such that it was noticeable, it was consistent, and it was 15, 20, 25 families that said, we're really mad, thank you, or not even thank you, but we're mad you guys changed.
No, I'm sure there were a lot that upset because it was an inconvenience. I only heard from one.
Okay.
But, you know, you hear it. But, I mean, we had a full house.
Yes, we did.
Well, all the chairs there were taken, plus we had extras. So it was a really nice setting. It was a really nice event. Everything went well. And even though we told them ahead of time
that these are the rain dates, that's exactly right.
And again, we make that decision because, you know, I don't know if you realize this, Milford ran into this situation this year. It rained out on Thursday. They planned it on Friday, and rain was coming across. I think they pressed on and went ahead and were fortunate to get it in. But during this time of year, it just seems like, especially in the May, the thunderstorms are rolling in, the rain rolls in the evenings. It's just a constant battle. And if we keep going with it, and that's just the way it is, that's the way it is, I'm fine with it.
What is your suggested solution? Are you saying that we rent a hall and we go inside and then we never have to worry about weather?
That's okay. A possibility.
Okay. And all right.
We were crossing that, thinking about that for graduation 2020, but then
yep.
We didn't press on because COVID.
Yep. All right. Well, why don't you think about it and come back to the board next month and we'll talk about it and see whether in fact we should do that. I don't disagree. There is drama. On Thursday afternoon, what's it doing? Somebody call the weather service and all that.
One question is there an issue with having it in the morning?
No, there isn't. But even in the morning, we may have that same drama of do we hold it or cancel it based on weather. So it's really a question of outside or inside? Outside, then you say, okay, what day, what time of day? We have had more luck, and in fact, if I'm not mistaken, every induction day we have held in September has been beautiful, great weather, and it's in the morning. I think almost every induction day.
I mean, typically
in September.
Mornings are probably 50% or more less chance of a thunderstorm than the heat.
Right, because of the heat and the usual, that's right. So inside or outside, then the question goes, if we're doing it inside, what are the costs, where, and all that sort of stuff. And then it's just inside, and you never, again, have a discussion about weather.
Scott,
go ahead, Hansi.
So what's the capacity required, roughly, would you say, to have it indoors?
600,
okay. Just curious.
Yep.
That would be
limiting.
That holds 600, but okay.
It'd be Dover
Downs. Yeah.
That would be limiting cadets attendance still, right?
And correct. That would be four tickets per family.
Yeah. Whereas previous to 2020, was there a limit?
2019, we had 1,100 chairs here.
Did we have that many?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
They weren't
I knew there were a bunch. Right.
But we had a lot. Right. Yes.
Okay. So, at any rate, guys, more to come. Go ahead, Hans.
No, that was it. I was just curious, trying to think of places in Kent County that, you know, could see. Well, we're talking 1,000 people, right?
I don't think there is any, Hans.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I'm thinking of is obviously Dover Downs.
Right.
And I don't know whether those guys are even in the business right now of leasing their space for events. They may be, but...
Yeah, I don't know about the old Capitol Theater downtown Dover, but the parking's a problem there.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Just was curious what numbers we're talking. Thank you.
Yep.
Chase Center probably would be the next one.
Yeah. All right, so at any rate, very well. We'll have a more discussion on that as time goes. Bob, tell us about SLC and Gettysburg and all that sort of stuff, if you would.
Sure. Senior Leadership Camp effectively was last Tuesday and Wednesday, and we had about 48 cadets show up.
Good.
We're expecting around 60, but 48 was fine. And same thing, about the same number for Wednesday. And they did a great job planning. And the MIs, to be honest, were pulled from a lot of the duties due to some stuff that we had to get done with the Marine Corps. And so with some just some guidance and direction, the cadets really ran the show. I mean, we didn't have to sit over their shoulder and lead them all day long. They really did a great job in getting things done. So they were basically completing the plan for August.
Yep.
And just setting up two train schedules, one for the SLC and then one for SOC. And they did a phenomenal job in 2 days. And we had to work for 1,800. We got out of here 1,530, 1,600. And they've come a long way. It's good. You know, all those years of looking up is paying off because you know the seeds are taking root a lot earlier. We have a good spread of sophomores through juniors, all rising, you know, with two seniors rising in. We're in a good place right now.
Good. Wonderful. And tell me about Gettysburg.
Gettysburg, again, went as planned. We had a phenomenal trip. I was completely out of my game with knowledge. Pat was able to compete with...
compete with the tour guide.
I just sat back but it went as advertised, and with respect to the support we were expecting to receive up there, no snafus at all. The Heritage Foundation paid for the visitor center, paid for Blocks Lunches times two, paid for our visit to the Spangler Farm and dinner. So they saved us a tremendous amount of money. They want us to come back. They love our cadets.
Oh, good.
Thursday night, we were sitting at Spangler Farm. It's 1930, and Dr. Reardon, she's an academic, and she's just going on about stories about the Spangler Farm. And even that late, after a full day, getting up early and everything else, the kids were just, you know, listening, and they're just into it. And she was shocked. She mentioned that to me no less than three times. You know, she was just so her cadets did a wonderful job up there as well. And we made it back, I think it was around 1830 on Friday night.
Okay.
A lot of traffic coming back.
Yep.
But, I don't know, kind of anything to add?
No, we paid for the Spangler Farm building.
Oh, we did? Okay, I'm sorry.
We paid for that. The school paid for that. They did a nice job. That was the 11th Corps Hospital. It's just been refurbished. So the whole house and everything. So, and it was where General Armstead passed away. The tour guides were excellent. And I know Bob being modest, but they said our cadets were the best ever that they've experienced up there, students. They said, well, all the Boy Scouts and everybody out of school, your kids are actually the best that was there. They said hands down, they've said that multiple times to our, about our cadets. They said they were good. And then of course, we had the little round top run on Friday morning. So, but they were excited. The kids were excited. It was 11 o'clock at night on Thursday night. You know, I hear all this loud talk inside my room. Knock on the door. I say, get to bed. We got reveille at 4:30. Let's go. And so they did. And unfortunately, 10 said they were going to make the run. Only four showed. But it was a good run. It was 56 degrees. It was nice and cool.
Yep.
Scenery was beautiful. We did the run up to Little Round Top, back to the hotel, and the kids enjoyed it.
I think they were all happy. I didn't hear one cadet complain. They loved it. They
good.
Kept it moving, doing things, and it was a good experience. The way the guides were able to incorporate the leadership
piece to the story, yeah,
to the story of the battle, they did a really nice job. And of course, as you've been to Gettysburg, there's so many stories about that battlefield. It can take you a month, if not years, to learn everything. They hit the key points and brought that out and made it a worthwhile experience. And I think it is something we need to do every year with our senior leadership camp. After the phase, if we're going to keep the phases, I think it's a definite plus. Our cadets, you know, they lived up to the part. They took it all in, and I think it was a worthwhile experience for all of them.
Great. That is grand to hear. Really good to hear about how well they did.
Well, educationally, it fits with what we're doing.
Yep.
It fits with what our motto is. And, it's definitely have to do it.
Good.
One last thing. Our battlefield guy is a retired Marine colonel. He's a little senior to me, and phenomenal job. He's done us a lot. And I asked him what his credentials were to receive the patch of being a battlefield guide, and he said, well, it's a 4-hour multiple choice test, and then followed by a 4-hour essay, and then if you pass, then you go into the interview process, and out of that they take 20, and I think it's every 4 years. And
wow,
they start with like 300, and I'm like, I had no clue it required that much. You can just imagine all the time before that you got to spend to do it. And this guy, they know their stuff. And like Pat said, he was able to equate this to not just here's what happened, but to leadership and character, decision making, flaws. I mean, it was a great time. And he only charges $500 a day.
Wow.
That's their going rate.
Yep.
And he didn't charge us a dime.
Really?
We gave him a photo of the cadets that we took with him. Pat quickly put it together for us on Friday morning when we were running around doing Pickett's Charge and gift and six-pack of beer that he asked for.
That'll work.
So, you know, Pat gave him some cigars to boot, and so it was. He was happy.
Great. Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear. It does sound like it was just a great, great trip. Wonderful. All right, let's talk about future. Anything going on? Bob, I don't know if you want to hit any of this stuff.
I just want to let you know that as part of our consolidated grant fiscal year 21, we have PBL workshops on our NTN coach.
Yep.
Katie Kubota is running them with our teachers, so they are on site. We have a few on site now. We'll have a few in July and more in 16, 18 August. Preparing for the new school year. So
okay.
I want you to know a lot of that work that they're doing is prepping for our renewal.
Okay.
And 2023.
I thought it was 2024.
No, we did it in 2018, so 5 years.
Yeah. Oh, man, it's coming already?
Yeah, you go to another one.
Well, we'll be better off this time. Come on now.
Ugh.
You were just surviving back then.
Okay.
You got all these people that are quality, they're doing great work.
All right, great. It looks like for all our incoming 5-6, and why is it 5-6-9? Is it over the weekend and there's a gap?
It is. It's a Thursday, Friday, and then Monday. If we don't need all 3 days, we won't use all 3 days.
Okay.
I did forget two camps on there. My apologies. Pat did send this to me, and I forgot them. We have a drill camp.
So oh.
What we did 2 years ago, 11 through 17 July, that's in Kerrville, Texas, which is near Austin.
All right.
Or correction, San Antonio. And we're sending three cadets. Master Sergeant Jordan will be in Texas on leave, so he's going to join them at the drill camp. He's in the general area.
Oh, wonderful.
Join them at the drill camp, so they're going to be well cared for. And then we're doing Outdoor Odyssey again. That is 25 through 31 July, 7 cadets. That's up in Boswell, PA. So they'll have a week doing that adventure camp.
Yep.
And that's where we're struggling with the transportation.
Right.
Because all the districts rented out all the state vans, and they're just renting them all year long.
save money on cost of buses. And so we went to rent a van, and the guy down there, he said, oh, there's nothing available.
Right, nothing in the motor pool.
So we called Caesar Rodney, and they're renting us one of their estate's rental vans.
Are they making? Are they juicing it and making a little money on the turn?
Well, we're going to pay the fees, that daily fee that they would normally pay.
Okay, all right. I thought they were going to add 20% just because we need it.
Not really using them.
Well, the guy at Fleet Services, all the schools did. As soon as this happened, they immediately went out and sucked up all the state vans, and they're keeping them at the districts now. That's why we were looking into actually purchasing a van for our school.
Right.
But it would cost us $36,000. And while we have the money now to do that, we got to ask ourselves, what's the long term? Is that something we really want to put in, you know, do? And that would be a question for the board if there's interest. It's a 10-passenger Ford van. Ford is not making 10-passenger vans. And I'll tell you, well, why do you need a 10-passenger van? Because Delaware State Code says that you cannot transport more than 10 people, including the driver. If it's more than 10 people, then the vehicle must have all the safety features of a school bus. Meaning, if it's over 10 people, you have to take a school bus. We can't take a school bus to Outdoor Odyssey. I'll never make it up that mountain and all those trails. So, you know, we're kind of stuck, and this might be a continued problem for us every year.
All right. Well, bring it to the board when you're thinking you're ready to pull the trigger on it.
Well, if we haven't pulled it now, I think it's going to be gone.
Okay.
We're just going to accept that loss. And
all right. When is first day of school for this coming year?
27. I got to check real quick.
Okay.
26th, I have that on the calendar. Thursday, freshman at least.
Yeah, then it's the 26th.
Yep, 26 freshman. Okay, cool. All right, wonderful. All right, anything else, Pat, under your report? Athletics, anything going on? Looks like football coming in, all that sort of stuff. Equipment. I have been told that... I guess it's lacrosse is going to need some more or new equipment because they've changed the requirement on chest plates and stuff like that. Have you heard any of that?
I let Blair handle this.
All right. Well, the only reason I know is because I was down at the game and I was talking to Coach about it and all that. Okay. Very well. Anything else there, Pat?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Cool. Very well. Very well, guys. There's where we are. I think. Yes, ma'am.
So obviously we've got graduation. Were we able to collect any numbers like we've been doing for the past couple of years for our like year in review for our graduates, like where they're going? Like,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
College, things like that. Do we have any of that data so we can continue?
Yeah, because I like the card. The card's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, our kids. That was one of their senior projects. I know they did it, and I'm trying to think. I don't know if we had a chance. I know they were going to.
I didn't realize that. Are you referring that this is back and related to something?
No, it's just with our seniors this year, it was so hard to get any
response.
Yep. Anything. I mean, they handed in the work to graduate, but besides that. They didn't do anything else.
Are we going to be able to capture any of that information about kids who went to the military, school?
Ms. Miller has it. She has a lot of it. She does keep track. She talks to the kids individually. The seniors find out what they're doing. I just have to get with her.
Okay. Do you want to send Pat the card? I mean, you know what the card looks like.
I know what it looks like.
Okay.
I'll see Amber tomorrow.
Yeah, I think the visual, somebody at First State has at this point. That was the original design that I provided, but I think the artwork and all the stuff they have.
Okay.
Ms. Mercurio has that.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Yeah.
Cool.
I know it's going to be hard because I know some of the items were like sports and you know, community hours and things like that.
Yeah, it had that on there too.
So
that's exactly
it's
right.
It's going to be a challenging
capsule. None of that information is going to be accurate with the community service hours.
Right. So, and we'll just have to figure out what we want to.
Well, Patty was just showing me community service hours this afternoon. I need to go through it and make sure it's relatively correct. Sometimes we include events that should be on there. For the Marine Corps piece, but
yeah,
as a whole, if you count like open houses and the camp, yeah, we're at about 5,600 hours, which is
pretty good.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we had 38.
Right.
We took a dip 2 years ago, so I don't remember what it was last year. So that's one marker.
I mean, I think we had, you know, Pat, you shared some of the numbers of our diversity that we maybe replace instead of some of the other information on there. Like, obviously, the female cadets in leadership positions is a nice maybe thing to add. So we can mix it up if we think we don't have the same information as last year. So, you know, I'd be happy to help with whatever you need. But I just want to make sure we kind of keep it going. So
yeah, I actually think it's a great piece. All right, Reg, I'm sorry. Okay, you're good. Okay. All right, that is a good note. What do we call that? I called it the
snapshot.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, graduation snapshot. Yeah, cadet snapshot.
All right, before we move to you, we do have Miss PSO here. Linda, how are you? I didn't realize you were just driving to the meeting.
Well,
guys, she's in the room now.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No.
I was intentionally trying to listen, but I was on back roads, and it was choppy on my end, too, so I apologize. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to drive there. And I figured it would be better.
Absolutely. Do you want to... I think the last thing we were talking about was just whether there was going to be a golf tournament or any kind of events coming up, and if you wanted to say anything in relation to that.
So Mary and I, we've talked, and we're gonna stay on board as alumni, PSO parents, until some step up and want to take over. I did talk to a couple of parents that actually remembered our dinner that we had.
Oh my gosh!
It all broke loose.
Was that not the day? Or the 2 days before it all shut down?
Yeah.
It was the day before.
It was the day before.
We were watching the TV when they shut down the NCAA basketball. Right.
Yes.
I was like, this isn't going to be good if we have a prayer right here in this restaurant.
But I actually just spoke to a parent yesterday that was like, wait, didn't I meet you at a dinner? And I was like, yes, you did. So if you didn't hear me on the phone, I do apologize. Mary and I have done things for multiple years now with the PSO. It's really just been the two of us for the last couple of years. We've tried to be actively involved in cadet projects or anything that's going to enhance the atmosphere or something that the cadets are doing. Because that's really what we're here for, is to help the cadets have a great experience. Some of the things we did is the big swooper flags. We got those just in time for some events. So those can be used for, you know, team events where you're going to competitions or sports events. We have the canopies, and we just got the flags in for the light.
Oh, good.
They turned out really nice as well. So I'm just too late for graduation, but they turned out very nice. We do have a bag bingo coming up because we have to unload all this supplies that we've had over the last year and a half, just kind of sitting there. So we are still planning a bag bingo. I have talked to the Dell Rods about car shows because they love your campus. And that has always been my thing, is to bring the community onto our campus because it's beautiful. So I'm kind of talking to them, and I've talked to Pat a little bit. The campus may be something that they want to incorporate into their schedule, and that could be something that possibly the PSO continues on, or maybe the Del Rods just rent the space. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's a way to handle it as well, but that might be really nice. Golf tournament. Mary and I are going to stay on we're not going to plan a golf tournament. If we get some parents that want to be actively involved, we will guide them in what we did.
Right.
We will definitely be here to help get them all settled, and then we'll kind of start stepping back. I don't want to just dump it on somebody, because it was really a lot for us to kind of get going, but we would like to see others take over.
And you know how we were talking about the meeting we had up at Tom Foolery's?
Yes.
And I was going to propose it to you. I was going to talk to you, Mary, once we get settled. I think in early August we need to have a picnic.
I agree.
Here at the school.
Yes.
And invite all the parents that want to come in for the PSO, talk about the new year, get them in, and just feed them, pitch them, and then let's talk about schedule, meeting schedule, and just go forward. And you know, because you and Mary and the others have done such a wonderful job for the last couple of years, and you know, your time has come. It's time to pass the buck. And you know, and so much of this year is, and I'll be honest with you, it almost seems like this was our first year all over again. I will tell you right now.
Yeah.
It does. And it seems like we're rebuilding again, and that's fine. The thing is, we're rebuilding with a set of knowledge now, which is a good piece. So, and that's the way this feels. This feels like we're doing it all over again. I'm going to deal with you guys. We'll plan that.
Yes.
I'll let you guys know. But we'll do something here at the school and have a picnic.
That's a great idea. Yeah. That's good.
Maybe we get Townsend Fire Hall back in, give them a small donation.
Right. So,
have them cook burgers and hot dogs for us like they did in the past.
We'll talk about that.
Okay. Why can't we get ribs?
You can have ribs. I don't know. We'll talk about that. But we do have a couple things that Mary and I probably do need to sit down with the two of you and Colonel and discuss that going forward I think would be really great. You know, we always do the end of the year carnival.
Yep.
End of the year event. Obviously we couldn't do it this year, so we had talked about maybe doing it at the beginning of the school year to help kind
welcome
of set it off, you know.
Okay.
So things to talk about, things coming up, but we do have some things we've been holding because of obviously everything going on, but we would still like to kind of finish out the projects that we've worked on and then hopefully be able to
turn it over. Yep.
Bring somebody right into it.
Yep. Good. Good.
I
all right.
You got some set things that you're going to do, like two or three things a year, and then I think people feel like it's a lot to sign up for. I know, you know, we meet, and you know, I think it's hard to get people to commit to doing something.
It is,
larger.
And you have to think about those first few years. Like, well, obviously, I mean, we've done multiple things to build up to where we are. So, and the biggest thing that we were able to raise money off of was the car show, or was the golf tournament, because we were on, you know, we were able to get that sponsor. I don't know how often that would be able to happen. The other projects we've done, we have raised money off of them. So I think the biggest thing going into it is if you can get all the groups to work together, then I think things would be more cohesive. But when you have this sports team's parents are doing this, and this sports team's doing this, and this group's doing this, that's where things start to fall apart. And there was the cohesion, but you know,
Raiders,
yeah, oh yeah, don't forget our Raiders.
You know, side of these donation things, and everyone's feeling like, well, I get five a week, or
yes,
something like that. You need
always,
a bit
yep,
more cohesive,
no question,
then,
but that's definitely something we can talk about going forward. But I did bring the flag back in because we're working on the hardware piece of it, just so the rest of you could see it, and then Colonel Wallace and Pat have seen it, but they turned out really nice.
Well, sure,
it turned out really nice.
Let's see. Now, does everybody know where this goes, guys?
These are going to go on the light post. Looks like around the campus.
Cool.
I like it.
Looks
great. And
how many
of them did you get?
50.
50.
We got 50 of
them.
50?
Yeah. Larry counted them, though. There's like...
We've got that many light poles?
Oh, he counted them, too, the other day, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
There was 36. Now some are down.
Yeah, they're going to be out. Right.
Yeah. Well, we want replacements. Yeah. You don't want to have to order those in another 4 or 5 years, and then they don't match.
Yeah, true.
So.
We also, you know, the other thing is that we have built up some nice relationships with the printing company, with all of the canopies, the flags, everything has come from the same company. So they have the uniform colors. They have everything. So when you go forward to get things printed, they already have the design.
Yeah, they don't have need to set up charges and all that.
No,
yeah.
So like everything will be set in place.
And you saw how nice the flags looked at graduation.
Yeah, I thought they were cool. Yeah. Yep. All right, well, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm sorry I'm late.
No, glad you're here. All right, guys, moving on. We're to committee reports. Big L.
Yeah. So Hans and I were chatting. We didn't get too much further on our parent site. So when we were here last time, we talked about doing two different giving programs. One where we focused on parents with the intent of being ready to go by, you know, the induction day type thing. Thinking as you guys talk about a picnic, maybe we'll get a little bit early and time it with the picnic available, because I could see you creating some kind of flyer that you give out to parents and talk about like PSO and giving and things like that. So we'll get started on, you know, basically it's a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
One of the things I am going to need to know is like, what do we want to put out there that we are funding? Like what things do we want to say we're asking for money for? Because people don't want to give like operating expense money. They want to say I paid for X or what, you know, or my kid is in Y and so I'm interested in donating for this. And they could earmark money? Like I just need to, we need to talk through like what we want to put out there in front of these parents, because this is only parents and alumni.
You're going to talk to him because I can think of probably three things right off the top of my head. The first is finish up the parking lot. We're going to have to pay for, well, we got to pay for the white fence around the maintenance building. We're going to because we did not succeed with Longwood. I think our request for welfare is going to be no more than about $50,000. We might get $75,000 from them. So we're definitely going to need money to finish the parking lot, this parking lot.
Okay.
We're going to need money for landscaping around the maintenance building. We're going to need money for the white fence, for the yard, because that's not in there. And do we need, I think we've got enough to finish out the inside, the HVAC and all that sort of stuff. So I think those are the three things right off the top of my head. We haven't gotten the construction yet. What are we doing about the electrical boxes and all that sort of stuff in the parking lot? Because they're staying. I know they're not moving, but we've got to work around those. And
our last discussion was building a retaining wall around it, but the first proposal was a big retaining wall. I wasn't certain it needed to be as big as that was, but certainly we need to have something to hold the dirt back around that area.
Right.
But then it can taper down and it can just be grass.
Okay.
You know, landscaped out. But yeah, that's part of the process.
Okay. All right, cool. So I would offer that those are probably the top three things right off the top of my head. As you guys get ready to put that on paper and all that, get with Kevin. And certainly me, and let me know, but get with him, because there may be other things that we're going to experience as they start cutting and filling over here for the parking lot that, well, and don't forget, we got to replace all the light poles. They have to be, the lines have to be put in, they've got to be remounted, and there must be three or four that came down, maybe even more, but I know we've got two or three down. For sure. So they've got to, shouldn't be much, but you still got to put a base down. All the chain link fence that's going to be removed is going to end up getting piled up. And if we wish to put it back, we'll have to pay to put it back. And while, again, that's not necessarily a complex job, but it's someone still has to pay to put all those fence line or that fence post back in and run the chain. So, a couple items.
Okay. certainly that's a lot of good items. I struggle because, I mean, we're going to have to figure out how to sell it because I don't know that any parent's going to go,
it's not sexy.
Let me pay for the maintenance of the fencing. But if we could, like, tag it with, like, you know, what we're going to give. Like, I could see, like, you give a parking spot to a cadet for a day. Like, you save a spot. Do you create a special spot for cadet of the day? Or, like, we could something like that.
Well, that's kind of cool. I hadn't even thought about something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we also talked about, like, you know, putting all the names of anybody who donates in for a raffle. So we'll think through, like, again, how to motivate people to want to donate. That's really what you want to get to. So, I mean, no problem saying we're doing campus improvements. As we've grown, we need more buildings for growth and things like that. And ultimately, we want it to be, you know, look nice and things like that. But, cadets like to park in a spot close to the, or maybe they don't like to park in a spot close to the building. They might like to park in a spot over by the edge. But we'll figure that out, and we can start kind of crafting that message. But I think what's also very powerful is all the work that's already been done that people can see. And say, you know, those things were done without needing to kind of go to the parents and alumni and things like that. So we will start working on that. I would like to figure out how, we talked a little bit before, and I know Katie and I need to touch base on the video. I do think having a really powerful video about the school and what it's done will be a nice kind of advertisement, not just for parents, but for, as we thought, future givers and things like that. So I know, like I said,
okay.
Katie and I spoke a couple weeks ago. I think she was going to get with you. I think she had some outside things come up, so I think we're going to touch base again if that's still something we want to
Good.
Pursue.
Good. Wonderful.
But, you know, those types of things, you know, can really motivate people to feel Yes. strongly. You know, you just it drives an emotional reaction if they're done kind of the right way with the right techniques.
And you're talking sort of like, you know, a 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute kind of thing, and music. It's
yes.
Okay.
It needs to be drama. It needs to be, you're seeing kids march in, you're seeing them do cadences. Like,
right.
Those type of things get people, like, you know, kind of give them goosebumps about what this does. So
well,
like,
if you guys remember on the school website, we had our morning formation, and is it still on there? Morning formation? Something like that.
Something like that.
Cool.
When Bird makes some new push-ups and you hear that voice of his, and, you know, that's powerful. So we need something like that to kind of, you know, again, something short and sweet that, you know, people can watch and engage with and not just, like, read through this page. So I think that still would be a smart thing to develop.
Cool.
To help push this along.
Wonderful. Okay. So. All right. Any questions for either Hans or Leslie under communications? All right.
We spoke, Leslie also, did we get up with Chris, or was Chris going to look at something?
I think so. There's a couple of video options once we get what we want to do. Chris has somebody, Hans has somebody. So I think, I know Katie had talked about the cadets. I think the quality of this video needs to be something that we feel really good that we could actually send larger. So we just need to talk through how we want to execute the video, but I do think we have a couple of professional options. Hans mentioned someone who's interested in possibly, you know, maybe hopefully donating. So we'll see.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful, Hans. Thank you. All right. Good. And the reason we're all here is you, Kevin.
There we go. Did Dave ever sign in? He's must have forgot.
I think he did. But I have been sending him the link.
Oh. We're on schedule still for July to get this building built
right
here, and as well as the end of the month for the parking lot.
Now, to help me out, just in the timing, so Diamond State comes in, they start on the building, putting up the maintenance building, and the parking guys are going to be here after they're done, or are they going to both be here at the same time? I think
the parking guys are going to be here prior, because didn't
it's a 28-day build for the parking guys. That I know. Okay. But I will tell you, I can't remember when their start date was. For whatever reason, I thought Georgia Lynch start date was the end of July.
The end of July.
Wasn't it?
Because we're going to have to
Well, you wouldn't know. Never mind.
Some of the cut fill for the maintenance building, because we have to have the pad fairly prepped.
Okay, so you're going to have to get with Dave.
We're going to have Kemps do that, push some dirt in there and stuff. So we're going to have to get somebody to...
Would you coordinate with Dave and make sure that if, in fact, we're taking some fill and cut from here for the maintenance building, that's going to have to get coordinated.
That's what we're doing, yeah.
Okay, then we got to get that coordinated because I'm not sure that's linked up. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, can we talk about the pad for the hit locker?
The drill pad?
Yeah.
The hit locker.
Yeah, the hit locker. All right, hang on.
Yeah, we haven't got that for you.
What, on the hit locker or just other stuff?
On the pad.
On the pad, yeah. Right. All right, anything else you want to hit on?
No, because not a lot happened, you know, obviously this month. I mean, they finished up everything demolition-wise. Once we move the dirt, the plumber will come in. We'll do the underground stub out for the bathroom in there and a couple conduits for electric, and they'll be ready to build.
Okay. That was the other question, was David had to coordinate getting those lines cut in prior to the parking lot guys putting the final surface down and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Which the town's doing the water line or tapping into the water, and then we're going to run the lines from there.
Okay. Hang on, I'm making a note. So would you make a note to make sure you talk to Dave and we coordinate that cut and fill, particularly the cut piece for the maintenance building? Because I've had a couple conversations with Dave, but I don't think that is synced up well enough.
Yeah, because when Diamond State comes in, they will final tamp and prep their dirt for concrete, but they're not going to haul it in and
right.
Start out from scratch.
Right.
That's not what they do.
No, they want level.
Fairly level. I mean, as long as it's the topsoil needs to be off and the dirt has to be there.
Yep.
So.
Got it. Thank you. All right. Next on sort of the facility piece is you guys want to talk about the garage. So as you guys know, we're talking about the garage. We have, and I assume the Marines have in fact approved, it's on its way, and we're due to get it sometime this summer.
The latter, yes. The other two, no. It's not on its way. It's approved. I just found today they had a minor correction to the contract they had to make. So those things are normal and to be expected, but it is going to be here.
Eventually.
My guess is it'll be here this month when most of my guys are not here.
Right. Okay.
That's going to be here. July.
Okay. So what we're talking about is the Marines have authorized these Connex boxes, not the big long ones, but the square ones. Like, what are they, 10 by 10? 10 by 10 boxes, and they're filled with things that you attach to the exterior for pull-ups. It's essentially a workout station, except it is self-contained, so you can shove all this stuff into the box. Then you open the doors, all the stuff gets hung on the exterior, and you can do all these exercises. We have a garage that, before I leave this place, is going to be torn down, and that's that garage over there. These gentlemen want to put the hit locker on that pad that will be under, that's underneath the garage. I have made it pretty clear. I don't want it there because it is right around the sweep and it's right on the road, and it's driving me crazy. However, I think these two have got some ideas or want to discuss it. So what do we want to do?
So, one, Colonel's got to find out how much room is needed around the hit locker. If it's a 10 by 10 box,
right.
Does that mean that the pad needs to be 20 by 20?
Thereabouts, yes.
Okay, so if that's the case, Kevin, how much is it to plow like a little area 20 by 20 and put some hard down on it? I don't know how deep it needs to be. How much would that cost?
We're talking concrete, most likely.
Concrete, then.
You'd probably be like $2,500 or something for a pad.
So, permission then for us within the school to go ahead and get that done, because
under 5,000, we don't need permission to, we don't need to get three bids. I can find one bid, someone come in there, level that off 20 by 20. I would like you to look at it, because if we start doing that, now we're going to start messing with drainage.
Potentially. All right, where are we putting it?
Where you want it.
Okay.
Swagger Hall and the obstacle course.
Good. Thank you.
That's also down.
I know. I know.
So we have to put drainage in somewhere.
Well, the pad would be level, and it'll slope slightly to the edges, but building the pad site up, it will create its, as long as we don't need a swale between the obstacle course and where the pad is, we'd have to kind of level it all the way to where it's going to go. It shouldn't be too far from it.
So could you ask Dave to look at that?
Yeah, because we need to mark it out, and then we can see what we think for drainage, because everything's sloping hard this way.
Right.
Up here it is, and over there it's going that way.
Right.
That's right.
So whichever way we put it, it's still going to drain. We just have to make sure we get enough dirt.
Okay. So if you could ask Dave to look at that, we'll mark that out. But if that's something we can do, I'd rather not. We're going to be in trouble if we wait. And all of a sudden that thing comes.
Right, because then you got to move it twice.
Yes.
Do you want me to see if they can throw that in quick? I mean, you guys got a lot on your plate with this coming up. With Dave, I can see if
they can do it. If not, there's. I mean, we can get an Amish crew to even come out and board a concrete, depending on how busy some of them are.
Yeah, Rosie, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't for free. We'll pay this.
Yeah.
And I'll say it again. Reggie got there with E.P. Henry and the brick dock.
Oh,
my God! I mean, that work that has been done to our campus is, you know, Reggie, I just can't tell you enough how much that's going to benefit us.
You didn't believe it.
I'm telling you.
You told me you didn't believe it.
I didn't believe you. I'm a skeptic. And I'm a born skeptic.
Yeah. Forever, that stuff will be there.
That walkway, and again, once we then get the SR3, don't forget we have the security project.
Yep.
Now I'm going to put readers on those doors, and that walkway is going to become a hallway for us, and it's going to benefit us in a lot of different ways. The kids won't be tracking dirt in and mud in and stuff like that.
Yep. Good. All right. Thank you. That was bugging me. As you can imagine. So
we're going to have to take down a few trees.
No, we're not. So at any rate, all right, I certainly would love to take a look when you figure out where you want to put it, but I think that is the best spot for it. I think that I
just want to get on it, so we can get that out.
All right, so get with Reg. Reg, you're going to handle this one, the 20 by 20?
We can do that, and we coordinate getting some dirt. If we don't have, because we probably won't have enough dirt from the cut here to do both, because that's going to take several loads. But we can certainly buy some and get it set up to come in.
Okay, all right. So Reg, if you'll handle that, that'd be great. All right, wonderful. All right, anything else you want to hit on facilities? All right, and Snow's Paintings here.
Correct.
Which is great. I'm glad they're here. They're finally starting to get St. Michael's and Drexel done.
One update for me on the pavers.
Oh, and is what's his name? Because they got sold, is he going to come and still do induction day?
Yes, he's still coming. He's still the CEO. E.P. Henry is, okay, so everybody knows E.P. Henry as of yesterday was sold to Oldcastle. Mm-hmm. Oldcastle pretty much done on everything pretty soon, material-wise. But anyway, I got a letter from J.C. Henry yesterday himself, and so that being said, because I reached out to Eric when we realized we were 5 cubes short to do this last sidewalk, and he never responded to me, it's because all this stuff was going on. So I don't know if we'll ever get this sidewalk in right now, but this one was a add-on at the end anyway. And that back sidewalk coming up the whole length, we ran everything just out to the driveway. That's all done. I'm waiting on, the shop still has our Harley rake. As soon as the Harley rake gets back, I'll get the rest of that stuff smoothed out for you. We'll pick a one day to come up with the machine and that. And then you may want to, if you've got an overseeder, I think.
Yeah, I can see it, yeah.
Well, I was thinking about that. And, you know, if you give me a price on how much it costs for the construction room, maybe we can put it down in September. Because one thing I do not want to do is be irrigating this stuff. I want Mother Nature to do it as much as possible. We can put something down in September. And usually we start getting that rain and soak it in.
Oh, that's fine. I don't think we have to seed it right now, but I want to get it cleaned
up
so that it looks better.
Right. Well, the weeds have taken over. It's green.
There you go.
We can spray that before they get it done. But, and yes, Eric was honored to be asked to come do the...
Good. Event. So he's not leaving his position as president?
No.
Good.
He's CEO. CEO slant president. I don't even know how they figured that anymore. J.C. Henry still owned the place, and he just kind of ran it. And J.C. took off. He's been living in Hawaii for the last couple of years. So, but yeah, in his letter, he told me that Eric will be where he is. So I'm sure Eric will be getting up with me in the next...
Bob, do we have a date yet, sir, for induction day, a tentative? Or if we don't, that's fine. But as soon as we do, Reggie needs it so he can get it to Mr. Wong.
Yeah, he asked me that because he told me his schedule does get...
On the calendar, 17 September.
Okay.
17 of September.
For induction day.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, cool. And that should be a Friday morning again, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yes. All right, cool.
And then the last thing I wanted to bring up is, so they have, and I don't want to put sealer on all these papers, we don't need it, but they have a wet look sealer that I want to do just on the emblem. Eagle Globe and Anchor we put in. You guys weren't here, but when we first put it in and then we wet it, mm-hmm. if we just wet that center, it makes that thing jump out like a flashing strobe light. So I already got the material to do it. Just we probably want to give it a couple months and make sure if there's any effervescence that needs to come out, will come out, and then we're going to put that sealer on. So that's going to have like a wet look, just that.
Okay.
And that's going to really make it stand out is what it's going to do. So
that's good.
All right.
That's the only other thing. What was that date again?
17th. All right. I think we're done on facilities. Yep. Any other questions? Guys on Zoom, any questions on facility stuff? All right, cool. All right, organizational issues. I only have maybe two items to talk about. First is, for Jim Berg, myself, and Pat, we've got the Welfare Foundation grant application coming. It'll be the August time frame to put that thing together. You know, Corrine will handle most of the work. Second, one of the things we've been talking about over the last many months is whether we can do a board retreat to really get back to reexamining our vision statement and our mission statement. I spoke to a guy who does this work. He is not cheap. It's about $2,000 for the whole day to do that kind of work. I don't know if that is normal, quite frankly. I don't know whether that's on the high end of the scale or at the low end of the scale as it relates to it. But I certainly will offer that I'm envisioning a one-day event. It's for the board. It is, we get there, there'll be a couple meals or at least one or two, and we have a outside consultant who comes in, and the objective is, who are you, where have you been, what do you want to be, and where are you going? And that is captured in your vision and your mission. And it typically does take a while to get through all that process. We haven't looked at it not since our creation. And it's probably time to go back and go through that exercise. And I am sort of looking to see if I've got kind of nods saying, yeah, we should pursue it, or whether maybe not yet. I'm thinking the August time frame, and probably in the central Delaware area. And off-site, so I don't think we'd do it here, but maybe we'd do it here. It certainly would reduce some of the cost, but have meals brought in, and kind of all day sort of thing, and maybe end up with a little reception or something at the end, that sort of stuff. But that's what I'm thinking.
Do it on campus?
We could do it on campus. It'll save, if I were, I'd actually thought of maybe Wild Quail, Mapledale, or a local restaurant or something like that. But again,
we could save money by doing it.
Yep, yeah, no question. Do it probably in this room. Think about it. If for some reason you guys don't think that's a good idea, let me know. Give me a call. But we haven't done it. And again, Regis, is based on, you know, your thoughts a couple months ago.
I think what you're suggesting is probably a good idea, but that's actually not what I was trying to get to.
Okay.
I was more trying to get to a typical 5, 10, 15, and 20-year business plan. And I don't mean the economics of it, but, for example, facilities.
Right.
I mean, we, instead of patchworking quilt, we need to sit, I think we need to sit down and say, where do we plan to be 5 years from now and 10 years from now, so that when we're having these discussions about, well, do we want to put this here?
Right.
We already need to know, well, 10 years, are we going to have to move that 5 years from now because we're going to do something else? And every business I've been associated
right.
with has always done that, especially for the facilities, for the building.
The master plan piece,
yeah, exactly,
no question.
The master plan. That's more what I was getting at, but what you're talking about sounds like a very good thing, too.
So I actually brought that up. His name's Alan Kovitz. Hans, I think you know Alan Kovitz. He's a local guy, but he's been doing this for years. He said, before you, though, can create your 5 or 10 or 15-year plan, he said, you've got to make a decision about who and what you are. You've got to see, is the mission meeting up with the vision? If are we the premier Marine JROTC program in the country? Right? I'll just say that. Is that the vision? Or is the vision, we offer a unique this, this, and this. Then you've got the mission is, right, how we do all those things. If we were to say we will never be more than 500 cadets because that's, we don't think we can maintain what we've done over the last number of years at 600 or 800 or 1,000 cadets, then it leads to a discussion about, well, if we're only 500, that means we only need this, this, and this, and we're done. But if we believe that 5 years now our end strength should be 800 cadets, that changes his world, it changes his world, and then we start thinking, well, then we're going to need a two-story classroom, we're going to need a bigger gym, and that's why he thought going back and revisiting this sort of vision thing, this
first step.
Yeah. Okay. I think you need that in order to do the others. Yep. That's what you're saying.
That's right. That's what he felt. That he said, when was the last time you guys did this? And I said, well, it was when the school was created, darn near, what, 10 years ago? 11
years. I agree. We've got to know where we're going, what our end game is in order to plan that.
Right.
And that's what you're basically saying. We need to...
I think so. And it's always important to sort of revisit who you are to make sure we stay true to what we've been doing here at the school for these many years, and making sure that goes into the future.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, sir.
I'm not opposed to the concept, but I'm just saying it's the summertime. I'm probably not available. If you want to do it a Saturday in the fall, I'd probably more inclined.
Yeah. Hey, look, Hans, absolutely. I just threw it out. I haven't picked any dates. I haven't gone down that rabbit hole at all, but I absolutely hear you that if, in fact, the fall is better for the body, I'm good with that, my friend. No worries there.
Just a thought.
Yep, absolutely. No issue. Scheduling is probably going to be the easy part. It's really paying for it, where do we do it, and, of course, making sure if this guy, Alan, is the right guy. And there may be others. Yes, sir.
No, just
okay.
Thank you.
That's the other problem, not the problem, but that's another thing that I would have to say, how do you, the guy who does that would have to know us.
So what happens is sometimes what these guys do, they do a couple of things. First, they want to see your bylaws. They want to see your mission and vision statements. They then send a survey out, and they'll ask the board members, tell me what the biggest thing you do is, what's the best thing you do, what's the worst thing you do? Tell me about this, tell me about that. And they try to capture all that. Much like that exercise, you remember, Pat, we went through when we brought on that marketing folk.
Stonebridge or somebody.
Yeah, I can't remember their name. Jim Berg knows those guys. But at any rate, yes. So it's important that they gather some information. I think there's actually a questionnaire or something like that that's sought.
So
all right.
A good idea. I just think we need to move forward on it.
Yes, sir.
So
I think we're there.
We do these types of exercises like every 5 years and create a strategic plan. I think $2,000 is probably not a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You can check and see, but I think that's on the low end.
Okay. Thank you. Because I will tell you, I've got no experience about whether that is high end, low end, whatever. Okay.
And just a thought. I mean, I know we might want to wait till fall, but just a thought that come August 26th, things speed up for us real quick.
Yep, of course.
I mean, even though we're busy during the summer, it's much faster pace come August 26th. And after not being in the game since March 13th of 2020.
Yes, having kids full time back in the buildings. Yeah,
it's going to be a run for us. So, from a school standpoint, if we could do it before then, we think it would be better for us.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
So, but he can be, I mean, we can start this process if we're in agreement on that we want to do this. I mean, he can start getting his stuff together. I mean, tomorrow, if we want
yes.
to say, yes, let's pull the trigger on this, which is, I think, what we're saying. And then you're talking about just that one day would be that difficult in the fall?
I think.
Going on, though. I mean, it's not like, you got to think, it's like, you know, our job as educators, it changes. It's not like our job's constant. It when the kids are in session, everything changes in what we do. So, you know, my job changes drastically, whereas I can sit in my office and whatever, do email or whatever, do my work and stuff. During the school year, that comes to an end, and 3 to 4 hours of my day is spent out in the building.
Yep.
Okay. And so that's everything, that all changes, so.
Yep. All right, good point. Well, very well, guys. I will continue to move forward on that. I will communicate with you via email. And if, for example, Len, if there's somebody that comes to your mind that you guys have used, you think would be good, and you want me to talk to him, I will. But I think Alan, I mean, I know him personally. He's a good guy. He's been doing this a long time, and what I wasn't sure about was his price tag. So, all right, those are the only items I have. I'm ready to kind of whip around the room and see if we've got any additional closing comments. I'll start to my left. Sir?
No, I'm good to go. Thank you.
Very well. Reg?
I was here for graduation. It was, I thought, well done.
Yeah, it was. It was great. It always makes me feel good.
Thank you, because I didn't sleep for a
week. Yeah, I know. It was a little drama, but
Not that. It's just doing all that stuff.
I know.
It's a pain.
It is pain. All right. Okay. How about you there, Madam PSO?
I just want to thank you all. Like, it's been a great 7 years. I talk about the school all the time. I know I've referred quite a few families, and...
Thank you.
And just for my opinion, I like the graduation bell, sorry.
Okay. She thought she'd throw that in there. All right, very well. Len.
The unique thing is,
what?
Excuse me, Len, I'm sorry. It's both of her daughter's graduations got shifted from third
grade. Yes, it did. And I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Well, are you saying she was the one that... No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right.
You plan for it. You need to prepare that you're going yes. to...
Yes.
I feel like go that
anytime route. There's something outside, you have to have that in your head.
Yes, of course. Absolutely. Colonel?
I'm good.
Thank you.
I'm good.
All right. Liz. Good. On Zoom, guys, anything to close us out? Verity?
She's not on anymore.
Oh, okay. Katie? Okay. All right. Well, yeah, bring it up. We can talk about it. And the question of timing is not fixed, quite frankly.
Okay.
And I actually don't have the details on when welfare is actually due. But I think it's the August-September time frame. But I quite frankly, got to look. Kareen in the office has got all that.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you. All right. Hans?
Nothing, sir.
All right. Hey, man. Yeah. Safe travels back.
Thank you.
All right. Cool. All right, guys. Seeing none, no further comments. Do I have a motion to adjourn? Motion. I got a motion. Second. We are adjourned.